KNZR.com, KNZR on Twitter, KNZR on Facebook, and KNZR on your radio. 1560 AM, 97.7 FM, KNZR. The Terry Maxwell Show. He's here to remind you it isn't a spectator sport anymore. You must get into the game. The other side's playing for keeps. You snooze, you lose.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are here at 11 o'clock, a little bit afterwards, and on a Wednesday, that means we have Dr. Jan Mensing in for the practice hour here on Maxwell in the Morning. Good to the last mic drop. And Dr. Mensing is here. We're going to continue our discussion about ED, erectile dysfunction.
You going to finish that?
Right.
We've got some interesting... I'm not really ready yet.
Yeah.
We're planning on doing a series on anger.
Right.
I'm not quite ready. Well, probably Monday we'll start.
You have to get all your anger issues out first before you can talk about it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm doing a lot of research, and it's a bigger hole than I thought, a bigger issue. It's more complex than I thought.
Yeah, you can't just take a little bite out of it.
Monday after the program, I pulled Brandon in and said, I want to ask you, you know, talked about some ideas, and... everything you said sort of blew my mind, saying, oh, my gosh.
he's done a lot of counseling.
Yeah, no, he gives some very top... We got some ideas. I'm not quite ready for it yet. But we're thinking of doing a series on anger, Terry.
Yeah.
I want to finish today erectile dysfunction. We've talked a lot about that and sort of nail that, put the nail in the coffin, if it's the right word to say. But I'll finish that, all right, about the new ideas coming out about erectile dysfunction. And I thought, real quickly, I'll go over the 16 causes, all right?
Okay.
We got over it before. I want to review. Some of them are a little bit new emphasis are put on it, and we'll talk about that. But just aging, all right, getting older causes erectile dysfunction. Hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, all right? The cardiovascular disease, these are all things that cause vessel issues, and they can cause vessel issues in the penis.
Right.
And we've talked about this before. The issue is not whether you have erectile dysfunction that your penis doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Over age 40, it's most likely a vascular issue. The issue is, Terry, if you got blockages in your penis, you can't get an erection.
Right.
The chances you got blockages in your heart or your brain, your carotids go through the roof.
Right.
All right.
Right.
And so we said this before, if you've got erectile dysfunction, you need to talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go into some of those things in a bit in the program.
Mm-hmm. All
right. The statistics we'll go a little bit later about obesity and erectile dysfunction are crazy. All right.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit. The other thing is pelvic trauma and pelvic radiation and pelvic surgery. Essentially, you can screw up the nerve. Screw up the nerve. That's the word.
Yeah.
You can damage the nerves. All right.
Yeah.
In the pelvis, in the sacral plexus, the lower parts, S1, S2, things like that, and maybe a little bit L5. You can damage these nerves so that you can't get an erection because the nerves are shot.
Right.
All right? It doesn't matter what, you know.
So it's not just a cardiovascular question.
Exactly.
It takes nerve stimulation
and
also.
And we'll go a little bit later in the program about what we do for these patients.
There's
not good choices, all right? But we'll talk about that.
No, there aren't.
So the next thing is nerve dysfunction itself. We have diseases of the nerves, like multiple sclerosis. There's nerve diseases where you cannot get an erection because the nerves are fried off.
Right.
Themselves, not from radiation or trauma or anything like that, but you've got the nerve itself is fried off. Now, it is usually, Terry, not the, it doesn't, these nerve diseases don't start out with erectile dysfunction. All right?
Sure.
These people know they have, you know you've got MS for some other reason, and then now you start getting erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the nerves that are the issue, or it may be something else. Or the bigger issue, the harder thing for doctors, is a mixture of both. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
That's where it gets tough.
Absolutely.
All right? But you may have an illness of the nerves, all right? Spinal injuries, mm-hmm. all right? You can injure your spine so that you can't get an erection.
Right.
All right? And certain areas of the spine, all right? Or areas of the spine. Of the spinal cord. I said that wrong. Certain injuries to the spinal cord, certain parts of the spinal cord, will cause problems with erections, all right? Brain stem injuries can cause problems with erections. They're rare. This is one of the reasons why these patients need imaging of the brain, CT or a CAT scan or an MRI.
See if that's the issue. Because
these are rare, but you don't want to miss them.
Right.
That's probably the best way to say it kind of thing. abnormal hormone levels.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll talk a bit about testosterone and that kind of stuff later in the program. Medications. We're going to spend a lot of time with medicines today for this, because medications themselves can cause erectile dysfunction.
Absolutely.
And some of the we'll get into it later.
Antihypertensives.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into it. Some of the treatments for ED that we use as treatments themselves can cause problems. All right.
Right.
So it's not a an open and shut case. All right.
Mm-hmm,
these
mm-hmm.
are difficult issues, kind of thing. Smoking. All
mm-hmm.
right.
Right.
Quit if you have erectile dysfunction. Quit smoking today. I beg of you, people listening. alcohol. Not little alcohol. In fact, little alcohol may be helpful. All right, one or two drinks.
Right.
But large amounts of alcohol.
Right,
all right.
Right.
The person that I had a few weeks ago now, a patient that comes in and he maybe drinks one or two drinks every night to go to bed.
Right.
But the alcohol, but on the weekend is 8 or 10 or 12.
Right,
kind of thing.
Right.
All right. That's the person that gets in trouble, all right, with
sure.
alcohol.
Sure.
All right. Depression and anxiety and stress alone can cause erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we mentioned 2 weeks ago. Oh, was it 2 weeks ago? No.
No.
A week ago.
Yeah.
That these usually come on slowly. They don't happen fast. All right?
Right.
And that's so it's a little way for the doctor that the erectile dysfunction didn't happen overnight. It happened over 3 or 4 months. Maybe I need to look at these issues more.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, depression, anxiety, and stress. And as we go in farther in the program, the medicines themselves that we use for this to treat it
mm-hmm.
can cause problems, all right?
Right,
right. And then any other thing, and this is sort of a catch-all, but there's a whole bunch of weird things around out there. But anything that does damage to the arteries, Terry, can cause ED.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Because ED after age 40, 45 is usually a vascular issue. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest message I want to hone in on. So the next question is, what medicines can I use to treat it? All right?
You're limited there.
Well, no, there's quite a few. All right? But again, so the most common cause for treatment, the medicine that we use for erectile dysfunction, is antidepressants, what we call SSRIs.
Mm-hmm.
Things like Prozac and, that kind of thing. All right? But the medicines themselves can cause ED. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Right, sure.
So I'm using a medicine that, let's say I give you Prozac, all right? I have to build up the levels of Prozac. You're sure? Mm-hmm. The levels of Prozac in your blood to make it to help the brain. It takes months. This is months and months,
Right.
All right? You won't know. You take Prozac, you won't know if it's working. Your doctor won't know if it's working for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, all right?
Right.
The antidepressants themselves, this class of SSRIs, Prozac's a classic example, they themselves can cause erectile dysfunction. Now, there is a new class of SSRIs. We've mentioned this before, probably a couple of weeks ago now, that is amazing. And it's essentially, I wish I had figured this out.
You know, sure.
It's a new drug. It's called Auvelity.
All right.
But it cures both serotonin and dopamine issues, which the SSRIs will treat. But it also cures glutamatergic issues, which we've had no treatment up until now for depression caused by those things. All right? Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the neat thing about it is that you can know within 2 weeks if it's working. All right?
Yeah. It's a significant
change. It's a phenomenal drug. It will take over the antidepressant world in the next 10 years, 5 years.
If the price comes down.
If you hit the nail right in the head, Terry. This is a drug. Auvelity is a drug that was made out of two old drugs, or generic drugs, if it's the right word to say.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor, an MD back in SUNY New York in the medical school, figured this out. And I have a lot of respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he took these drugs and he mixed them in a certain ratio. These old, been around forever kind of thing, all right? In a certain ratio. And he connected them together in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So they cross the blood-brain barrier very fast. All right?
Sure.
Very quickly. And they are amazing, Terry. Amazing, 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 amazing. We're using a lot of it. All right? It's amazing. And the advantage, it covers not only, it covers glutamatergic issues for depression, which we've never been able to treat before. Mm-hmm. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, there is no depression that won't respond to them. All right? Wow. And number two, it works fast. Now, the problem, mm-hmm. as you said, it's the cost of this is $1,600 a month. I mean,
because nobody else put it together, and he got a patent on
of course.
Putting them together.
And I'm not against making money on drugs. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not. But it is that's restricting the marketplace. Or it's changing, the use of it. Right? Now, I get lots of samples. If our patients can't afford it, I give them samples free. Mm-hmm. Literally, mm-hmm. right, free, because they can't afford it. All right? And I get lots of samples for several reasons. Number one, because of the radio program. They don't want me saying anything bad about it, all right?
Yeah,
I get lots of samples. And it the biggest thing is it's so helpful to it is amazing what it's doing.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
If we can solve the price issues within 10 years, it will be the only thing everybody uses.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Unless somebody comes up with
something even better.
Yeah, Terry, but yes, same sort of concept of taking two different drugs and getting them symbiotically work together.
But it is amazing for patients with erectile dysfunction because within 2 weeks, I know if it's going to work, two or
mm-hmm.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, oh my gosh, kind of mm-hmm. thing. And once the patient sees that it's working, they're willing to keep doing it.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
We'll talk about compliance later on in the program with men and with issues with medications. But it is huge. If you have a medicine that you can take for 2 weeks and all of a sudden you see it's working,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, you're going to follow the treatment.
Sure.
And the other thing is, I treat with the Prozac. You got to take 7 to 10 months. 11 months of Prozac, all right,
right,
to solve the problems. And it may not solve the problems because it's a glutamatergic issue, not a serotoninergic issue. Well, with this, I can treat you for 3-4 months and you're cured. Your levels are back to normal instead of months and months and months. And the fact that it works so fast, the patient knows it's working. Doc, I'll keep on with it. Right? I'll keep doing it kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it's hard with a depressed patient to say, well, we're going to put you on this drug. You're going to have to wait for a couple months before it really kicks in because as well as I do, very often
compliance goes down the tubes.
Well, compliance goes up, but depression is a self-limiting disease in the first place because if you don't treat it, it's going to go away. And if you do treat it, it's going to go away.
How long does it take for it to go away on its own?
On its own, somewhere between 9 and 18 months?
Probably 18 months to 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. They've changed it since I...
Yeah. It depends how long you've been in it.
Right? Yeah.
But it depends whether it's bipolar or unipolar.
Monopolar, okay?
All right. But typically 18 to, months to 2.5 years, all patients will cycle and get better themselves.
Right. Right.
The problem is what they get. What happens?
What happens during
that
time,
process?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. The next medicine is Tagamet or cimetidine.
Mm-hmm.
You buy it over the counter.
Right.
All right? Right. It's an acid medicine. It causes erectile dysfunction. All right. And guys have no, patients have no clue.
You got to be careful.
No clue. I'm taking Tagamet or Cimetidine over the counter. It can cause erectile dysfunction. All right. Ketoconazole, it's an antifungal medicine. Mm-hmm. You can buy creams with it over the counter.
Right,
all right.
Right.
It causes erectile dysfunction. Spironolactone, it's used a lot for hypertension, things like that. It can cause erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a spironolactone is a diuretic that spares potassium, essentially.
Right.
It
right.
still makes you pee out magnesium, but you don't pee out as much potassium. But it's a commonly used spironolactone. All right, methyldopa, all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's and the other one over the counter that's caused a lot of problems is clonidine, Terry. We use it all the time, and it causes erectile dysfunction. There's only two others. Let me say real quickly, glutathione over the counter you can buy. It causes problems. Thiazide diuretics and beta blockers.
Right, both for hypertension.
Both for hypertension.
Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe we should take a break, Terry. And what we'll talk about is the issues with the diagnosis, especially with depression issues in men.
Okay. We'll do that. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Maxwell in the Morning. Good for the last mic drop. We're in the practice hour with Dr. Jan Mensing.
Every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be.
Now, you talk about an interesting patient, Dr. Mensink. Karen Carpenter, anorexia nervosa.
Yes, by the way. Oh,
the psychiatrist from USC that was treating her actually gave a presentation to the district that I was in when I was in hospital sales for Upjohn. She was just a fascinating case when you actually, you know, got to talk to the doctor who's trying to treat her for her malady.
Yeah.
Amazing, just an amazing case.
I want to talk about, for the next section, we're going to talk about depression in men causing erectile dysfunction. 40% of all patients with depression or sleep disturbance issues of men listening above age 45, will have erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. All right, that's pretty high numbers, Terry.
Yeah, it is.
All right, pretty high numbers.
One of the reasons that all the drugs now treated are so popular.
Sure. Now, here's the other problem we have with guys. All right? Men are poorly diagnosed with erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we like it or not, that's the fact. All right?
Yeah.
And but here's the problem, Terry. Women trust their doctors more than men do.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 4.5 visits for the average male to see a doctor before he'll trust him explicitly to share these kind of things with him. All right? That's the way it is.
Well,
all right?
Being a male, I think that's probably pretty accurate.
No, it takes 4.5 visits on average for the male to trust the doctor and say, Doc, I can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, they will lie, do all sorts of things, you know, but... It takes them 4.5 visits on average before they will trust the doctor to say, talk out these issues.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I mean, that's sad, but it's true.
Right. All right.
The second issue is that patients, male patients especially, they will get depressed and they'll feel bad about it. They'll get a sleep disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
Before they'll talk to their doctor, they'll try substance abuse issues. CBDs, marijuana,
right.
These kind of things. And they're really self-treating, right? Mm-hmm. They're self-treating. Now, I tell patients, I don't care that you smoke marijuana or that you use CBD.
Right.
But, no, that's not totally true, but the issue is this. They have to stop for 3 months if they're my patient because I want to see what they're really like without it.
Right.
Do you follow what I'm
saying? Without the crutch.
Without the crutch, all right? Do they fall apart? I mm-hmm. need to know that because mm-hmm. if I don't treat that underlying issue, I won't get them better, Terry.
Right.
No matter what happens, I won't get them better unless I see them if they're going to fall apart or not, what they're really like without it. All right?
Right.
And that's hard for patients and for men to say. They're afraid they'll fall apart, literally. All right? They are scared spitless. That's why they're using, you know, CBD and marijuana or whatever. And they use other things too, especially amphetamines, because they're afraid they're going to crash and burn. All right. But as a physician, I have to know what you're like without it. I need to know the real you, or else I will never win with you.
Yeah.
Literally. All right. So substance abuse comes into the into this equation, Terry. All right. With men. Not women. Women use substance abuse for other reasons, but men with erectile dysfunction.
Usually you're masking something.
They're masking something. All right? The next thing I want to talk about is we have a test that can tell if you have a poor blood flow to your penis. Now, in reality, it's not used that often. Okay? But it's called a penile Doppler flow test.
Oh, sure. All right? Sure. That makes sense.
But here's the deal, Terry. How many men do you know that would want an x-ray tech taking an instrument along their penis?
Yeah, I can't think of too many.
No, seriously. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. It's not used because no guy wants to go there, right?
Right.
Well, you know, no guy wants to use it. So it's rarely used, all right? Now, where it's used more is where we have trauma to the pelvis or to the penis, or trauma issues, then the guy will he'll go ahead with it. All
right, right.
But otherwise, he don't. He ain't gonna. He doesn't want to go there.
Right.
All right.
Right. Is one of the complicating factors possibly? Let's say somebody's had an injury, and then also that they have low testosterone. I mean,
if you have both, it could be a couple of different items. What is one of the more common injuries? You can interfere. I don't really talk about it, but people get a curved penis. It'll go one way.
Peyronie's, yeah.
Peyronie's disease. That's due to the vessels on one side being injured and damaged.
Right.
All right.
Right.
But even then, we don't. You really use this test that's available.
Yeah.
It's not used, Terry. It's used rarely. Okay. Because guys won't go for it. Just short and simple. All right. I want to next talk a little bit about the medicines.
Okay.
All right? And there's a class of medicines called the phosphoesterase inhibitors. I don't really want to just mention them. But they increase arterial
flow.
Yeah. All right? And they work. The success rate is 76%. They work. All right? There's injections with papaverine. If you can't get an erection, I can have the patient. We teach the penis. We teach the patient how to give the base of the penis an injection, a needle.
Yeah.
All right, and they'll get an erection. Now, there are not very. Essentially, we use papaverine, but it is used rarely. How many men do you know that are willing to put a needle into the base of their penis on both sides to get an erection?
Nobody that I can think of offhand.
you're being honest.
Yeah.
This is the truth, all right?
Yeah.
It's rarely used because no guy wants to do this.
Right, right.
All right?
there's something wrong with the delivery system.
The delivery system in a big D.
Yeah, like, no thanks.
All right, there's something, there's what we call vacuum erection devices, all right? Essentially, I put your penis in a machine, yeah, I guess it's a machine, a device that causes suction around it and causes erection to get bigger, all right? They don't work very well. They're not used that often, Terry, but they are available, all right? And then the last thing, if you can't get an erection, is penile implants. All right?
That's got a fairly good size part of the market, does it, Don?
They are used, Terry.
Right.
The issue with the penile implants is, number one, cost. They're very expensive, all right? Number two is, would you like to walk around with most of your day with an enlarged penis? All right? Number three is that it's a foreign body, okay? If you get any infection in your blood, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my gosh. If you get an infected prosthetic penis, it's a mess. Yeah. All right. You're never going to get an erection again in your life, and you're never going to have a proper penis. All right.
Right. Right.
So there's issues to it. All right. Next thing is with treatment with males with erectile dysfunction is often these patients feel angry. All right.
Mm-hmm.
They are mad at the world or God or why me?
Why me?
All right. They are angry.
Mm-hmm.
That anger feeds into and can cause depression. And then they get the effects of the, it sort of doubles down that now you're depressed 40% just of males can't get erection just because they're depressed.
Right, right. So double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword. So this anger has to be addressed, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm working, as we mentioned during the break, we're working on a series. We're going to talk about anger for, I think, 3 sessions. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready. It's much more complex than I thought it would be. But we're going to talk about anger issues themselves.
Sure.
Hopefully, when I'm ready, I'm not sure. Hopefully, next Monday, we'll be ready to start with it. But talking about anger issues, because these anger issues, they feed into low self-esteem, fatigue. These people don't get pleasure in life anymore because they're always angry.
Right.
Their appetite can change, either too thin or too fat.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get a sleep disturbance, and then they get apathy about stuff. And it leads into a depression, which doubles down, makes it worse.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So the root issue is this anger. You know, why me or why God, or what the hell happened or whatever. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about hopefully Monday for about 3 sessions. All right. We're going to, I don't know if I should, I guess I'll say it. It's no problem. But we're planning on having Brandon maybe a few weeks from now, we're going to have him come on board and talk about the emotional and spiritual issues of how you deal with anger,
right? Right.
From a pastor's point of view, and he has a lot of
experience. Yeah.
Is that the right word? I suppose. I think it will be helpful mm-hmm. to a lot of people, a lot of males listening to us about that, all right? But the bottom line, these patients, once they realize, they get angry, and once they realize they can't pull it together on their own,
mm-hmm.
this cascade occurs, which usually that we just mentioned, that usually ends up in depression.
Yeah.
All right,
you can see that.
All right, and that has to be treated. And this is an area where it's not; these patients are not easy to treat.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The anger issues are, hopefully Monday we'll start talking about anger. The more I've been working on this for 3 weeks, and the more I get into it, the more complex it is, all right? And hopefully if I can get my act together, does that sound right? We'll talk about this, because I think it will help a lot of people.
Not an easy subject to tackle, no doubt about it. Would you like to take a break now and we'll come back and finish
and
up?
Then we're going to talk a little bit about testosterone issues and how that plays into this whole thing.
Sounds great.
All right?
Sounds great. Okay, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Maxwell in the Morning. Get to the last mic drop. We're speaking with Dr. Jan Mensink during the practice hour. Now, wait a minute. They didn't do that song originally. Did they? No, Suzy Q was... put on the tip of my tongue. Crosby, Stills, CCNR. Creedence Clearwater Revival. They're the ones that came up. Because you know why? There is a restaurant in Burbank, and it's fairly close to the NBC production studios. It's across the street from, St. Mary's, I think, in Burbank. But anyway, that's where Suzy Q came from. They ate there, and I used to go eat there also. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. Suzy Q's. Dr. Mensink, I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent there.
It's okay. Just talking a little bit about testosterone and obesity. All right?
Okay.
If you're obese, the chances are very high your testosterone levels are low. All right?
Yeah.
In fact, a 4-inch increase in waist size, all right, belt size,
if you're 32 and now you're
36.
36.
4 inches, all right, that's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
75% chance you have low testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, Terry.
Well, and it's also true with women as far as estrogen and estrone are concerned.
And testosterone, because women have testosterone also,
right?
And they won't get clitoral stimulation, a whole bunch of things. I don't want to go into that. We've done other programs on that. But today is for men, right? So if you're obese, talk to your doctor and get your free testosterone level checked. And I say this, we've said this so many times. The young docs know this. The older docs don't often.
Mm-hmm.
But if your doctor checks a total testosterone, it doesn't mean, it means very little.
Right.
You need to have your doctor to do a free testosterone, because a free T is what has to do with function.
Well, it's no different than taking your cholesterol level. The total cholesterol isn't what you want to know. You want to know your HDL, the LDL.
Exactly.
All the other ones.
Same idea. Yeah. So have your doctor order a free testosterone. It is so important.
Yeah.
Okay. I just can't stress it enough. All right. And if that free testosterone, free T, is under 100, you need to talk to your doctor about it.
Yeah. And come up with a game plan.
All right. The other thing we've mentioned on other programs before, but we got rid of BPA in plastics. We outlawed it around the world because it off-gassed and caused lower testosterone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But all the plastics, more or less, not as bad as BPA, off-gas things that cause lower testosterone.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Especially our kids, our young males that come in and their testosterone is low. All right. They want to be a girl or something like that. The first thing we do is stop all food and drink in contact with plastics. It's almost impossible, Terry.
Yeah,
all right.
It is. It's
all
very
right.
Difficult.
You start to think about it, it becomes very difficult. But those free testosterone that levels lower because of all the plastics, all these things to off-gas from the plastics, all right? But so we've talked about testosterone obesity, all right?
Right.
So if you don't have testosterone, you won't have sex drive, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned all these things that happen when you get low sex drive, and the first one is you get angry.
Right.
You know? Why me?
That's right.
Okay. God, why me? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that cascade of anger occurs all these things and eventually ends up in depression. All right?
Right.
So that's where I want to stress that, because it is so important, Terry. And if you have these anger issues, you need to talk to your doctor.
Well, you know, there's one thing that you haven't discussed as far as causing low T. And that is that you cannot find yourself a pair of Levi's that are the old Levi's. All you can get is the stretchy Levi's, and I can't stand those. And I think it was a woman who invented them, because, you know, my wife went out and bought me some Levi's, and I put them on and said, these are stretch. She goes, well, yeah, aren't they more comfortable? I said, I don't want comfortable. I want 501s. I want the original Levi's. I don't want these stretchy ones, because they're trying to feminize us by putting us in stretchy pants. And that's causing low T.
What's the other thing that helps?
Yeah.
Exercise.
Absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely.
Boost testosterone, okay? And we're
also
not,
also helps mood.
Yeah, it helps mood. It helps weight. We don't know exactly why, by the way, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
But we have studies. If you exercise 30 minutes per day.
Right.
All right. That's quite a bit of exercise. All right?
Yeah, it is.
30 minutes per day. It will increase your testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know why, Terry. It could be the weight's coming down. It could be, who knows why? There's a dozen and one reasons. But that's one way. It's good to be exercising anyhow.
Yeah, good for your general health.
It's good for your general health. But if you're a couch potato and a bit overweight, you need to talk to your doctor, see if it's okay for you to exercise, all right, that your heart's going to be okay, things like that. And then you've got to get off your butt and start exercising.
Yeah.
All right? And this happens a lot in high school with these males, all right, these obese males. I keep saying it. Everybody's concerned these guys want to become girls.
Are we seeing delayed puberty because of the obesity problem in our youngsters?
It can cause that. It can. Yes, okay. Jerry. But what's happening is the issue is that all these guys that don't feel like guys, all right?
Mm-hmm. The ones that are wearing the Levi's that are stretchy. Yeah.
I don't want to go there. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth. but we're not treating the root issue,
right,
Terry? All right, we're often that's where this gender dysphoria comes from, and we do a whole bunch of things that I'm not in agreement with. I think teens can't make those decisions.
Right, themselves. Absolutely.
And you mentioned this case in the Supreme Court during the break about what's happening. We're not treating the root issue.
Right.
Is low T kind of thing, and what the issues are. The other thing is 70% of men listening today to this program over age 40 are on antihypertensive medicines.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
It's a stressful life out there.
Well, that's true, Terry. But here is the issue, Terry. Hypertension is a hidden a silent illness.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know you've got it,
really.
Right. In fact, I had a new patient walk into the office Monday, all right, whose diastolic blood pressure was 139.
Mm-hmm.
He has no clue.
Yeah.
In fact, he's in the hospital right now doing some workup.
Right.
All right, and we'll deal with it, and we'll get him straightened out. But that's disastrous, Terry.
Yeah,
but he has.
Amazing, he hasn't stroked out.
He hasn't. He walked in. He was having some problems, totally not related to this. He had no clue there was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Terry. You know what I mean? I look at that. You know, how many other men? I just thank the Lord he came in to see me. But how many men out there don't know the blood pressure is out of control? And the problem is, hypertension is. A silent illness.
It's a silent killer.
It's a silent killer. Yeah, that's true. We call it that. And the problem is the patient doesn't feel any better or worse taking the medicine.
Yeah.
Number two, they may get side effects from the medicine. We've mentioned all these side effects from the medicine.
That is a problem.
May make his erectile dysfunction worse. So he won't take it. And that's where the start of all these things happen. All right?
Yep.
So if you've got hypertension, you're listening to us, or if you don't know, better yet, well, if you've got hypertension, take your darn medicines, all right? Do what the doctor says. Number two, if you're obese, it's time to go talk to your doctor and check your free T and check if you've got blood pressure issues and get it treated.
Yeah. Sounds good. Great advice. Great advice. Thank you, Dr. Mensink. We're going to take this last break, and then we'll be into another one, Bites the Dust.